know, I know everyone's been instrumental in helping get this done, and I don't know what else to say except this is one of the greatest days of my life. To be able to say that I'm going to be a Philadelphia Eagle for life is it's a dream come true. And when I figured it out, I couldn't sleep. It was a long day for me, but I'm excited, and I love this organization. And the only thing I can do is do everything in my power to give it back to them. So going to work our butts off and try to bring a championship back to Philadelphia.
You said when you figured it out, what was that process like for
you? My agent called me the night of my birthday and said, you know, we got a deal done. And, you know, I looked over at my wife. I was so excited. I probably had tears coming out of my eyes, and I just went downstairs and sat on my couch and just thought about, you know, everything it took to get to here and where, you know, where we need to go as an organization. And, you know, we need to win a championship here. We need to cap it off.
Why was staying here important to you for your whole career?
Well, I mean, this is the greatest city to play for in the NFL. And to be able to really stay anywhere the length of your career, I think, is absolutely amazing. So the fact that I've been able to do it here it's been wonderful.
Brent, are you concerned that they wouldn't have you back? Were you anything for a moment?
I mean, you never know. But, you know, always hoped I would be. And, you know, we got it done. So I can't thank those guys enough.
Brent, do you remember what your initial reaction or your initial feelings on Philadelphia were before you came here and how much that shifted in the time that you've been in the city?
Yeah. I remember when they drafted me, and you know, I really didn't know anything about Philadelphia. Never been here. You know, grew up in Cincinnati my whole life. Went to college there, so really hadn't been outside of Cincinnati. And then when I came here, and I saw how passionate the fans are, because they're not like that in Cincinnati. And then, you know, they're not like that. But to be here and to see how passionate everybody is, and to see the type of city that, you know, this is a blue collar town, and you know, I feel like this is my home now. Philadelphia is my home forever.
Do you think the Eagles signing you now says basically this is not a long range rebuilding program, that we feel we can be competitive and win now?
I definitely think so. I think we've got a great group of guys, and we've got a team that can definitely win now, and we need to win now. I know that's what the organization expects, and we as players expect that too.
When Zach signed his deal, what did you think that meant for you?
Well, you know, I didn't know what it meant for me, but I was excited for Zach. I think Zach deserved every bit of that, and Zach's going to be a great player and a great tight end in this organization for a long time. So I'm so happy for him. I'm happy for our, you know, whole tight end group, the fact that we can stay together and play another year. And, you know, we gotta really be, you know, foundation for the offense and for this team.
With the winning now, obviously, approach, how much or how important is it for Sam Bradford to be back here next year?
Well, I mean, you know, I think Sam's he's a good quarterback. He's a great teammate, but you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, whether they can get him back, and that's not really up to me.
Well, but does it make winning becomes a lot more realistic with Sam Bradford, does it not?
Well, I mean, I think Sam's a good player, and I think, you know, we can win games with Sam, and you know, I'd like Sam back, but if he's not here, you know, I think we can win games too, but you know, that's neither here nor there. We don't know what's happening with that yet.
Is there a sense of how you'll be used in this offense going forward?
Not yet. I'm sure we'll get more into it. You know, we're not really allowed to talk about football right now, so we'll get into that when the time comes. But you know, either way, I'm sure I'll be giving it everything I've gotten, whether it's, you know, playing tight end, playing special teams, whatever it is. I'm gonna do everything I can to be the best that I can on that field.
You're not allowed to talk about football because you don't know what's gonna happen, or
I mean, we can't. I don't think we're really allowed to talk scheme and stuff with the coaches.
Not too many other people that I know, work, their guys that are still here, you know, have experience with what the offense that is that's expected to be run here. You think that was a big consideration to bring you back? The experience that you'll have kind of being able to hit the ground on?
Maybe, you know, either way, whether we run the West Coast offense or the offense that we ran here, you know, I understand both terminologies, so I don't think it'll be a problem for me.
It says, you know, that signs Zach, you know, obviously Lane Johnson today and everything, you know, as far as, like, trying to lock up young players, you know, maybe a few other guys to take it.
I think, you know, the organization wants to win, and, you know, they're signing great guys, great players, and, you know, I think it's good for this organization.
You signed one of those deals a long time ago. The guy got young, and Zach are doing that as well. What are the benefits, and what are some of the, I wouldn't say negatives, but what are some of the risks you take in signing a deal like that early?
You know, I don't think those guys are really taking any risks by signing those deals. I was in the same position, and it changed my life forever. And, you know, I'm grateful to this organization for when we did that deal. So I think it's a good thing for those guys. I just think that, you know, you got to always think that. You know, you can't think, oh, this is negative. Oh, this guy's getting paid more than me. None of that stuff matters, man.
You talked about, obviously, coming off a tumultuous season like the one you guys just came out of, you talked about winning a championship, yeah. I guess, as soon as possible. What is it now that you've had a little time to reflect in the offseason that's going to have to change and be different from you guys as players to make that goal a reality?
Well, I was just talking about it. You know, winning in this league is not easy. But I think that the reason why you win and the reason why teams are successful week after week is they get momentum going for them. And, you know, in games, you're going to have ups and downs. And momentum's going to be in your favor. And when it's in your favor, you got to take advantage of it. And when it's not, you got to stop it instantly and get it going in your favor. And I think if you look at the teams that are still playing, you know, for the Super Bowl, those teams do that. And I think that, you know, we as players, we just got to play better. And but I think we'll be fine.
3-year deal. How many years do you think you have left?
I mean, we'll take it year by year. But I feel healthier than I have, you know, the last few years. I feel really good. So I don't know.
You talked about retiring an Eagle. You're second to Pete Retzlaff and much every category comes in tight end position. You retire an Eagle. Have you ever talked to other Eagles about what it means to be just synonymous with just one organization?
I mean, I think that, you know, you talk to players around the league or players in this organization, I think that's everyone's goal is to try to be with the same organization, you know, as long as they can. And I think that's why I say this is a dream come true, because I'm going to be able to say that. And, you know, I can't thank this organization enough for that, because it's an amazing feeling.
How well do you know Doug? Did you get to know Doug the last time around? And, you know, is it a comforting feeling to have someone off of a Vandy's tree back in here?
Yeah, I knew Doug quite well. You know, when he was working with the quarterbacks back when he was here, you know, I would talk to him a lot about, you know, schemes, what he was thinking, because he was a quarterback in the league. So he totally understands everything that a player goes through. He understands, you know, the X's and O's, what players are thinking on certain plays versus certain coverages. So, you know, I like Doug a lot. I think he's going to be a great leader for us. And, you know, he definitely understands football.
You said your agent called you on your birthday. When was it first expressed to you that they wanted you back?
You know, I think the organization's told me all along that they want me back. And, you know, it just so happened that it was able to get done the night of my birthday. And, you know, it was the best birthday ever.